This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The markets have a big focus on the weather down in South America right now. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H-bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, and so right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
At this time of year, the crops in South America need plenty of rain. However, that's not what's happening in Argentina right now. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest conditions in South America.
Some dry and hot conditions or warm conditions in Argentina. This is the time of the year for both Argentina and Brazil where they need that rain coming in. And there's no major changes to Brazil. It's just Argentina that we're watching at this point. Both of those, both the corn and the bean crops that they've got down there are positioned right around 50 to 55 million tons. So any kind of a weather disruption, any kind of a concern that they might have for production is going to affect the markets. So that's what we're seeing here as we close out the year. Plus, we're also on a little bit lighter volume, so you can push the markets around a little bit easier.
McBride said there is some rain in the longer-term forecast.
Despite maybe seeing some weather concern, maybe a little bit of weather premium punched into the market here in the U.S. for what's happening in Argentina, it's not going to be a major concern in the long run because that won't at this point offset any thoughts of a monster crop out of Brazil. We're looking at record production for both corn and soybeans for both the first and the second crop for corn in Brazil. So this is going to be something that probably ends up being a non-issue unless it creeps into Brazil over the next few days.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.